From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Putri Savitri. First, the national news. Genos, a COVID-19 breathalyzer developed by an Indonesian scientist, can initially be utilized at Bali's Ngurah Rai International Airport for screening travelers. Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi, in a press release received by Antara on Saturday, said as many as 500,000 train passengers have already used it, and they have admitted to feeling more comfortable because it is cheaper, does not hurt, and has a high accuracy level. It costs 40,000 rupiah to take the Genos C-19 test at the Ngurah Rai Airport. The testing venue is located in the public area of the arrivals terminal and is operational from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. local time. Ngurah Rai International Airport is the fifth airport to implement Genos after the Sultan Mahmud Badarudin II International Airport in Palembang, Hussein Sastra Negara Airport in Bandung, Yogyakarta International Airport, and Juanda Airport in Surabaya on April 1, 2021. Jakarta Metropolis Chief Fadil Imran hoped the ongoing mass vaccination in the next 6 months to fight against COVID-19 at the public service areas can reach everyone. Fadil Imran pointed at the mass inoculation held in South Jakarta shopping center Kota Kasablanka on Saturday. It does not only target those who work there, but also the people living near the location. Fadil said the COVID-19 vaccination at shopping centers is one of the attempts to success the mass vaccination for the public. The police added that the shopping center located in Tebet, South Jakarta has sufficient facilities. The Meteorological, Climatological, and Geophysical Agency (BMKG) has forecast downpour along with lightning and gusty winds to occur in several parts of Indonesia's regions. According to BMKG's forecast here on Saturday, torrential rains along with lightning and blustery winds can potentially occur in Aceh, Banten, Bengkulu, Jakarta, Jambi, West Java, East Java, West Kalimantan, South Kalimantan, Central Kalimantan, and East Kalimantan. According to BMKG's daily weather overview, Tropical Cyclone Seroja, forming in the Indian Ocean, led to confluence and the deceleration area of elongated convergence from the southern coast of Central Java to East Java. Now let's move to the international news. Italy reported 344 coronavirus-related deaths on Saturday against 718 the day before, while the daily tally of new infections fell to 17,567 from 80,938 the day before. Italy has registered more than 113,000 deaths linked to COVID-19 since its outbreak emerged in February last year, the second highest toll in Europe after Britain and the seventh highest in the world. The country has 3.75 million cases to date. Patients in hospital with COVID-19, not including those in intensive care, stood at 27,654 on Saturday, down from 28,146 a day earlier. Venezuela has paid $64 million, half of the required amount for doses it is set to receive through the global COVAX program, Vice President Delcy Rodriguez announced Saturday on state television. In her announcement, Rodriguez said Venezuelan health authorities were evaluating which vaccines the country would accept, especially considering various variants of the coronavirus, particularly the variant that originated in Brazil. COVAX expects to deliver at least 2 billion doses this year and to diversify the offering beyond the AstraZeneca, Oxford, and Pfizer BioNTech shots it is currently supplying. The tiny eastern Caribbean island of Saint Vincent was blanketed with a thin layer of ash and a strong sulfur smell hung in the air on Saturday, a day after a volcano spectacularly erupted after decades of inactivity. About 2 miles from the volcano, the ground was covered with about 12 inches or 30 centimeters of ash and rock fragments from the blast. Ash clouds blotted out the sun, giving the sky a bleak twilight look. Prime Minister Ralph Gonsalves said it was unclear how much more ash the volcano would vent out, adding that more than 3,200 people were now in shelters. Authorities say they are awaiting scientific findings before announcing what further steps to take. France will lengthen the period between the first and second shots of mRNA anti-COVID vaccines to 6 weeks from 4 weeks as of April 14th to accelerate the inoculation campaign, Health Minister Olivier Véran told the JDT newspaper on Sunday. Although France's top health authority advised a 6-week period between the two shots in January in order to stretch supplies, the government at the time said there was insufficient data on how well the vaccines performed with a longer interval. France could safely do so now because it was vaccinating a younger age group. And listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. spotlight of the week is on President Joko Widodo at the D8 Summit. President Joko Widodo last Thursday, April 8, attended virtually the 10th Developing 8 or D8 Summit from the State Palace, Jakarta. The summit was themed Partnership for a Transformative World, Harnessing the Power of Youth and Technology. All the 8 member countries, namely Bangladesh, Indonesia, Iran, Malaysia, Egypt, Pakistan, Turkey, and Nigeria, attended the summit. President Joko Widodo was accompanied by Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, Minister of State Secretary Pratikno, and Minister of Youth and Sports Zainuddin Amali. In a press statement after the summit, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi explained that President Joko Widodo at the summit highlighted the global crisis that occurred due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The president also explained a number of things where D8 can contribute.
D8 harus terus dapat mendorong akses adil.
First, D8 must continue to be able to encourage equitable access to vaccines. Availability and affordability of vaccines is the key to escaping the crisis. The president invited the leaders of the D8 countries to reject vaccine nationalism and support multilateral vaccines. President Joko Widodo considers that the 8 member countries can contribute to the post-pandemic global economic recovery.
Hal kedua yang disampaikan oleh Bapak Presiden adalah bahwa D8 harus berkontribusi dalam pemulihan ekonomi global. Dengan potensi perdagangan antar negara anggota.
The second thing the president said was that D8 must contribute to global economic recovery. With a potential for trade between member countries of more than $1.5 trillion, D8 can contribute greatly to global economic recovery. The president encouraged the D8 intrastate trade facilitation and asked that trade barriers be minimized. Intensification of intra-trade between DA countries needs to be encouraged. Furthermore, Retno Marsudi said that President Joko Widodo also encouraged the development of digital technology. D8 has great potential. The demographic advantage of the young population of D8 is around 323 million people, or about 27.3%. This figure is much higher than the G7 youth population of 135 million, or around 17.3% of the total population. Moreover, Retno Marsudi conveyed that the D8 summit produced the Dhaka Declaration and the decennial roadmap for 2020 until 2030. The Dhaka Declaration contains a political commitment to the direction of the D8 in the future to continue to work together in the economic development sector and increase the bargaining power of organizations at the global level. Meanwhile, the decennial roadmap for 2020 until 2030 is a guideline and time plan prepared by D8 member countries to achieve the commitments set out in the Dhaka Declaration for the next decade. That was this week's Spotlight. Today in history, I'll begin with April 11, 1919, the International Labour Organization is founded. The International Labour Organization, ILO, is a forum that accommodates international labour issues under the United Nations. The International Labour Organization was founded on April 11, 1919, as part of the Versailles Agreement after the First World War. This organization is one of the agencies under the auspices of the United Nations, which aims to provide guidance in creating labour laws relating to labour rights and obligations. On June 11, 1950, Indonesia became a member of the ILO. Turning to April 11, 1996, the Israeli bombardment of Lebanon. On April 11, 1996, Israeli aircraft and helicopters carried out airstrikes in Beirut, Lebanon, for the first time in nearly 14 years. At least 5 people were killed and several injured in attack on the Bekaa Valley, the Hezbollah Iqlim al-Tufa stronghold in southern Lebanon, and the road between Beirut, Sidon, and Tyre. The attack targeting pro-Iran Hezbollah was in retaliation for rocket fire 2 days earlier on northern Israeli settlements. Israeli government spokesperson Uri Dromi said Israel would go after Hezbollah wherever they were. I'll end with 11th of April 2012 Sumatra earthquake. The 2012 Aceh earthquake is a series of earthquakes off the west coast of Sumatra, which began on April 11, 2012 with a magnitude of 8.6. This earthquake occurred with the epicenter located 500 kilometers from the city of Banda Aceh. This earthquake caused 5 people to die due to shock and heart attacks, while 1 person was reported critical and 6 others were injured. This earthquake was recorded as the largest earthquake caused by the movement of a sliding fault or strike slip fault, beating the earthquake compared to San Francisco in 1906 with magnitude 7.9 and the Wairarapa earthquake in New Zealand in 1855 with magnitude 8.2. Listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our podcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Jayanta Chakrabarty in India. Hello Mr. Jayanta Chakrabarty, thank you for your wish. Keep listening and please send your reception report. From Jakarta, we wish you stay healthy and safe. As our appreciation, here is a beautiful song for you. Enjoy the song.
Pertama kali berjumpa, sepertinya biasa saja.
Listen to the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Dorna Sports to accelerate the Mandalika Circuit. West Nusa Tenggara Regional House of Representatives Commission 2 member, Ms. Bah Mulyadi, last Wednesday said the arrival of the Dorna sport team in Indonesia was good news, especially in accelerating the development of the Mandalika circuit, which will be used for the most prestigious motorcycle racing event in the world, MotoGP. According to him, in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic that has hit the world, including in Indonesia, the presence of Dorna sport implies a sense of optimism among the people. Moreover, it was reported that one of Mandalika's MotoGP competitors, Russia, has resigned to host MotoGP. This makes the optimism of Indonesia and the people of West Nusa Tenggara rise in the midst of the current uncertain situation. Ms. Bah Mulyadi stated that currently a number of supporting facilities for the Mandalika MotoGP are ready, including the widening of the runway at Zainuddin Abdul Majid Bizam International Airport to the access road from the airport to the Mandalika circuit. The circuit construction has also reached 70% and is expected to be used in October. Ms. Bah explained GP Mandalika is predicted to have a big impact on the province because it can bring in 150,000 viewers. This condition will clearly drive the economy of the local province. Regarding accommodation, especially the readiness of rooms in Mandalika Special Economic Zone, he said that if there is a shortage, it could be resolved with assistance from the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing and the Ministry of Villages, Development of Disadvantaged Areas and Transmigration by building thousands of homestays around the Mandalika area. So technically, the audience with big money will stay in Bali, while those with less money can stay in the Mandalika area, namely in the homestay that has been built. And that was my Indonesia for today.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi masho. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhou, yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. 我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Reply an email from Jack Philip Young in Malaysia. Hello, Mr. Jack Philip Young. How are you doing? It is glad to know that you can receive the voice of Indonesia with a strong signal. I hope you enjoy our programs. Special for you, I will play a beautiful song. Keep listening.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. RRI was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
is one of the tourism objects in Gunung Kidul area, Yogyakarta. This beach, which is located at the southern tip of Yogyakarta, has extraordinary beauty. Besides having exotic and amazing view, Krakal Beach also has waves suitable for surfing. It has a sloping coastline studded with white sand. In addition, the rocks that also decorate most of the shoreline are home to many colorful coral fish, including a group of small fish, which is bright blue in color. If you want to surf on Krakal Beach, you have to walk first to the row of rocks that are off the coast. Then you can catch the reef break wave, which is quite challenging. The seabed is dominated by coral, so those of you who want to surf must be extra careful. The best time to surf here is especially in the dry season, which is between March and September. Because the waves are pretty good, you have to bring your own gear because there are no surfboard rental places on this beach. For those of you who just want to take a walk on the beach, don't forget to use footwear because some stones here are pretty sharp. Krakal Beach is located in Ngesti Harjo Village, Tanjung Sari District, Gunung Kidul Regency, Yogyakarta Special Region. This beach can be reached in about 2 hours drive from the city of Yogyakarta by car. Along the way, you will easily find food stalls and hotels. This coastal area in Gunung Kidul is usually guarded from 8 a.m. There is no special ticket to enter Krakal Beach. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Now we'll reply another email from Mikael Sjöberg in Sweden. Thank you very much for your email and the reception report. We are glad to know about it. Hopefully, you enjoy our programs and get to know more about Indonesia. We have forwarded your email to our fan from Spanish section. As our appreciation, we'll play another beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
When the sun goes up, the day has begun. Brighter sky greets hello. There's no reason to feel low. Together we stand, be stronger as one. When we dream, we act, we make it alive.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Di zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Blijf thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Well, listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Listener, to welcome the arrival of the month of Ramadan or the fasting month for Muslim this year, the Ramadan Committee and Eid Mubarak in Singkawang City, West Kalimantan, began to decorate the city with torch. Interestingly, they installed 1,442 torches according to this year's Ramadan, namely 1442 Hijriah. The committee has started installing the decorative torches for the city of Singkawang since a few days ago. Mayor of Singkawang, Chai Chui Mi, on Thursday said it was targeted that the torch installation in Singkawang City would be completed before entering the month of Ramadan. He hopes that the plan can go according to expectations so that the celebration of the holy month of Ramadan will be festive. The mayor also reminded that the Ramadan Committee and Eid Mubarak still pay attention to health protocols, considering that currently it is still in a state of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Ramadan torches were installed in a number of points that were targeted for city decoration, including the Sakok 1001 roundabout, the median of Jalan Diponegoro, the Vid intersection triangle, the Roban Hand monument, and the Beringin corner. Chai Chui Mi added that apart from the torch, the city of Singkawang will be even more beautiful and lively with palm tree replicas, beautiful gates, and other decorations. However, according to the mayor, the most important thing in welcoming the holy month of Ramadan is a sense of togetherness, happiness, and joy even though it is currently still in the COVID-19 pandemic. He appealed to the people of Singkawang City to continue to pay attention to health protocols and hope that Muslims can carry out fasting smoothly. Chairperson of the Ramadan Committee and Eid Mubarak of Singkawang City, Muhammadin, said that the holy month of Ramadan in Singkawang this year has the theme 1442 torches decorate the city of Singkawang. Muhammadin said that until Thursday, April 8, 2021, the preparation for decorating the city to welcome the month of Ramadan had reached 80%. And listener, that's Miscellany for today.
constellations, passing the presence of this gravity.
Soon, strongest tree will quiver. Soon, leaves will fall and shiver. Bodies will fade away, but one thing remains.
Our love will stay.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I will present you a song sung by Marion Jola. Her name became known since she participated in a talent search show on one of the national private television stations in 2018. Last July 2020, she released a single titled Aduh. The single, which was produced and composed by Lailil Manino, has the theme of romance, the pleasure of meeting someone, curiosity, and liking and admiring them. The music arrangement is still taking the pop line as the outline of the music. However, this time the song is more colorful by taking beats from electronic pop dance, which is groovier and cheerful. Well, listener, here is Marion Jola with the song Aduh.
dada, kulihat kau ada. Apakah ini pertanda ingin hatiku menyapa? Namun ku teriam di sini, menatap dirimu di sana. Kini apa yang ku rasa baru tanda tanya. Siapa dirinya pemilik persona? Ingin ku kenal dia bercanda berdua, tapi aku malu. Aduh, 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 siapa namanya? Ku ingin tahu. Hatiku coba untuk menerka, apakah dia ada yang punya? Wahai Tuhan tanpa nama, ku ingin kita bersama. Namun ku teriam di sini, menatap dirimu di sana. Kini apa yang ku rasa perlu tanda tanya. Siapa dirinya pemilik persona? Ingin ku kenal dia bercanda berdua, tapi aku malu. Aduh, 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 siapa namanya? Aku ingin tahu siapa.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volcom, detecting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
We'll be right back.
Look at you now, what are you wearing? Going to places that I have never been. Walking around like a superstar. Everybody seems to like you like they know you from the start. I see you on the news, you begging for reviews. Nobody then thought you would be you are right now.
Right now,
I'm living in my dreams right now.
What now?
Listen to what I'm about to say. I sing to live and make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth to be king. Rock turns to diamonds under pressure. Slow it down, hold it now. I'ma get my treasure. Let's fly. Staring, friend that you thought will never groove in it. Pick up the pieces and I'm moving on. Step aside the difference, now work hard and get some millions. You've got your own agenda, kita tidak berbeda. Percaya dengan apa yang akan kau raih. Dan terus berlari.
They say time is an illusion, but we remember the moment. I think that is what's important. All that laughter and affection, signing papers, looking better. Who would have hit the progression when we're working to bless everyone in each and every moment? So let's give it a chance to take place, to put a smile on your face, to take away the days. Close your eyes so you can seize the day, so you can see your future and embrace the present. We're moving in the different pace, we're running in the different pace. We share the same space, same place to get on the groove and boss and move. It's cool. You can feel the same thing too. And we'll be here sharing love, sharing anything that's worth sharing. Look at me now, I'm making singing my song. If you ever feel bad, I want you to sing my song. Outshining depression and the bad thoughts.
I sing to live and make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth to begin. We thirst the diamonds under pressure.
Slow it down, hold it now. I'ma get my treasure. Let's go.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.